USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Americans who are vaccinated against COVID will soon be able to travel to Europe, according to a top EU official. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told the New York Times Sunday that lifting restrictions will depend on conditions in the United States, but expects those who are vaccinated to be able to travel to the continent this summer. She did not, however, lay out a timeline to reopen travel. Non-essential travel to the EU has been banned since the beginning of the pandemic last March. White House Senior Advisor for COVID Response Andy Slavitt tells CNN that news shows that the rest of the world is watching the success of the U.S.'s vaccination program.
They're looking at the U.S. They're looking at the success of our vaccination program. They're looking at the reduction in disease. And while they know we're not done yet, they're saying those Americans are safe to come to our country without risk of spreading COVID-19. Think about that. That's incredible. Just a few months ago, we were the nation in the world that was one of the most cut off from travel.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Democrats have pushed to do away with the filibuster in the U.S. Senate in an attempt to push legislation through the body with just a simple majority, which they hold with the vice president's tie-breaking vote. But one Democratic senator has been against eliminating the filibuster and has drawn the ire of his own party. Responding to accusations from some in the Democratic Party, Senator Joe Manchin says he's not a roadblock to the White House's agenda. The West Virginia Democrat tells CNN's State of the Union that he's simply insisting on good governance.
We won't give this system a chance to work. I'm not going to be part of blowing up this Senate of ours, or basically this democracy of ours, or the republic that we have. If we have a 51-vote threshold in the Senate, the same as the House wasn't designed to be partisan. The House was designed to be hot as a firecracker. We were designed to cool off. And that's the Founding Fathers. It was a brilliant, brilliant strategy they looked at. So why can't we try to make this work?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border continues, as do calls for the president and vice president to visit the border. Vice President Kamala Harris will soon meet with Mexico's president to discuss ways to stem the flow of migrants from Central America to the U.S.'s borders. The vice president says that the administration is making progress on the problem. She tells CNN that efforts are being made to reach out to allies in Central America to help deal with the root causes of illegal immigration.
We're making progress, but it's not going to evidence itself overnight. It will not. But it will be worth it, and I will tell you, part of my approach to this is we've got to institutionalize the work and also internationalize it, which is why, for example, I'm working with Ambassador Thomas Greenfield, and we're going to be increasing the requests we're making of our allies in the United Nations, because, again, this is about the Western Hemisphere. We are a neighbor in the Western Hemisphere, and it is also about understanding that we have the capacity to actually get in there if we are consistent. Part of the problem is that under the previous administration, they pulled out, essentially, a lot of what had been the continuum of work, and it essentially came to a standstill.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.